I understand that, you know, women have been repressed for so long and subjugated.
And what's wrong with that?
And whatever. And then we got mad and we were like, hey, we're going to do it. And now there needs to be a back come to Jesus again with the two of us. It's just too out of balance. And I think women have forgotten what their value is, being feminine. There's so much power in the feminine. There's so much power in being a mother and a woman. That's being devalued. It's too bad.
Right.
Isn't it a coinky dink that they always have these come to Jesus moments once their looks fade and they're old and washed up? Most of them never have this epiphany at 22, 23, 25, even 26, 27.
I don't want to do what my husband does, especially after having cancer last year. I was like, you know what, dude? I don't want to do the road 50 weeks out of the year. For what? More money? More fame? I don't care anymore. Mm. I do not care anymore. Let him do it. He likes that. Let him make the money. I want to sit home and garden, pet my cats. And there's value in that because I have two little boys that I'm raising.
Mm. Yeah, that's such a profound point. I'm so glad you made it as well. Did you always want kids?
That was such a funny segue. No, I thought I was a career woman and that I would just dominate the stand-up world and be a multimillionaire.
They want all the options to remain on the table. I want to be an effinist up until I'm 50. You know, I want to get married some point in there. I want to have kids some point in there. And then whenever I decide to stop being an effinist, I want a strong, hardworking man to take over the load for the rest of our lives.
Let me tell you something right now. It don't work that way.
We want to do everything we want to do when we want to do it with none of the consequences and none of the sacrifices and trade-offs. Effinism. The tagline for effinism.
There's a reason I ask you about this, because it's kind of a weird thing as a guy to even delve, to even dip your toe in the waters of this conversation, but we are, this is a fact. I'm just saying what I'm experiencing. People can hate me, whatever. We are meeting a lot of people all over the world, but particularly in the US, UK, et cetera, who are women, got to their late 30s, early 40s. They haven't had kids. They haven't been able to find that relationship, right?
About this, you know where you're going, I think.
And it's like, and a lot of them are like sort of very carefully revealing that they kind of like feel that they were lied to about what they're supposed to do with their life. They're supposed to do this. And now they did all that. And they're kind of like, wait, I didn't end up where I wanted to end up.
Well, duh.
Meaning childless, unmarried.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think we were sold a bill of goods on feminism that just isn't how it is, right? So we needed to get out of the kitchen. Mm-hmm. This is true. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any choices. We didn't have no options, okay?
And what's wrong with that?
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. Let me break this myth. They always want to find somebody to blame. Society lied to me. No, they didn't. You knew exactly what you were doing when you were doing it and what you were potentially sacrificing when you were doing it. It didn't take society lying to them. It didn't, because plenty of people tried to tell them the truth and they didn't give a f-. They wanted to be rebellious. Nobody tricked him.
You don't know that.
He wanted her celebrity status as a young, effable woman and all the fun and attention that came with it. Just like nobody would have to trick a young 18-year-old man to go be a celebrity and get laid by hot models every night and drive Ferraris.
So we needed Betty Friedan. We needed Gloria Steinem. But Gloria Steinem never had children. And that's the piece of feminism that is missing from all of this, is motherhood. How does that fit in? And how does marriage fit in? Because we figured out how to become independent of the system, kind of. But is that really what we all want, is to be outside of a system that has worked historically for thousands and thousands of years, and there's a biological drive to reproduce? And I think, too, if you spend, and then this is just practical, I'm going to be 50 in June, and if I had daughters, this is what I would tell them. Find the guy you're going to marry in your 20s.
Like, wait, what?
That's when Tom and I met. And if you're banging all of these dudes and you're wasting your time on the apps, having meaningless for your 20s, your 30s, and now you go, okay, I'm going to settle down. Now I'm going to get serious about finding a man. Well, guess what? All the first draft picks are gone.
Yeah, you think?
Even if they weren't, At that point, why do you even think you deserve one? See, they always think they deserve cream of the crop. No matter what they do, no matter how big they are, how high their body count is, none of that. Now, you notice she said, oh, me and Tom met in our 20s. Yeah, but did you commit to Tom in your 20s and did y'all stay together consistently throughout your 20s? Or did you meet him, put him in the friend zone and kept him in there for years and years, and then when you were ready to get married, he was still there waiting? So they've been married for 16 years. She's 49. 49 minus 16. Yeah, 33. They got married when she was 33, well past the wall. But how long have they been together? Christina P. was with Tom Segura for a few years before they got married. They met in the late 90s. Well, why didn't she get with him then? If he was such a stud and he was so great and he was such a good man, why didn't she marry him in the 90s?
Isn't it ironic?
Because the good guys got married in their 20s and early 30s. And who's the leftover? You're like, oh, there's this one weird guy that's never had a girlfriend. And, you know.
For some reason, they don't think they're that one weird girl because they got a hole between their legs.
So, especially biologically, that's a lie. Women have to adhere to their biology. We can't have babies, really, in our 40s unless we have medical intervention, which I did. I'm totally open about that because I did the career thing first and then I did motherhood. I have, you know, if I had to do it over again, I would have said, I don't know about this career thing. I'll let my husband make the money. And I would have had 10 more kids. If I were 10 years younger, I would have had more. Yeah.
Really?
I love it because I think that's the meaning of this existence is to love your family and love.
They never really want the good guy. Genuinely. They want them when they get old and washed up so they can show everybody they were able to fix their life and he can pay the bills and give me kids. They want them for that, but they don't really genuinely want him. They want the boxes he can check off for her life. Because if they genuinely wanted the good guy, they would have valued him enough to forfeit the celebrity life of being a young harlot to be with that good guy.
He's absolutely right.
But then again, the societal pressure for women is much less to achieve. We just have to be attractive and thin and young. You guys have to be rich.
And successful.
Tall, and tall, yeah.
At least two of the three.
At least two of the three, yeah. You could, yes, exactly. You could be ugly and rich.
That's fair enough. But thanks for looking at me while you say that.
What makes women happy? And I was thinking on the toilet, well, what makes me happy is, unfortunately, or fortunately, the traditional things. And now, had I said that to my 20-year-old self, I would be horrified because I was a good feminist. And I fought my way through comedy and I did all the clubs. I'll show you. I'll be the best female comic. And I carried this anger that compelled me for 20 years, right? Mm-hmm. And then you become became a mom, and I got humbled by illness. And then I was like, okay, so what makes me happy? I know what makes me happy. I can't speak for all women.
It's not about happiness. It's about duty, responsibility, and just taking care of another person, being there for other people. And happiness will come with that a lot of the times. But sometimes not. But either way, that should be your foundation. This is where women go wrong, trying to chase this happiness feeling. Because once they get the next thing and it don't make them happy consistently, they're ready to throw it away.
You can't make a woman happy. It's impossible. I've never met a happy woman in my life.
Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.